KSU Wildcats, Eddie Greer. Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, right here in Manhattan, Kansas, home to Kansas State University. Boy, oh boy, and since we're not going to talk, well, we might mention it briefly here. I'm recording this ahead of episode 158 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly, depending on our special guest apparently loves, we'll have to ask him about that. But anyways, here, real quick, we might not talk about baseball much because of our special guest is in basketball, but baseball, right? K-State, as I'm recording this, playing the regular season finale, three-game set right now against TCU, game two, Friday, and again, game three, which was revised time at 2 o'clock there as well. And K-State, boy, oh boy, they are still in position to play as high as a 2 seed in the Big 12 tournament next week here. As I'm looking at TCU, TCU has made a charge here to the 5th spot in the ranking, in the Big 12 standings right now as I look at it, right? Right? Okay, let's just go through the top, right? West Virginia has led throughout most of the year, 15-6. And then you have Oklahoma State second at 13-8. We're just focusing on the conference right now. Texas is third. Tied for third is K-State, right there, 12-9, right? And I don't know who's Texas playing. I believe Texas is playing West Virginia, actually, if my memory is correct there. I think that's right. So there's that. Got to look out for that. K-State, Texas, locked up for the 3rd spot. And there is pesky TCU. I think it was like 8th or something like that. The last time I looked on here a couple weeks ago, TCU's made a charge here late in the year. And they can play spoiler here. The K-State here. We're going to have some live reaction here. I know for sure during the recording of the Purple Project Podcast weekly episode 158 tonight. So K-State, TCU, 4th and 5th. If you take out the ties, they are Texas Tech, Oklahoma, identical records, 10-11. KU, 7-14. Baylor, 6-18. And I don't have the projected Big 12 matchups right now. But if I had a guess here, legitimate guess, these two teams will be playing again in the 1st round. So, I think K-State get a bye. I'm not sure. I'll have to look at it later, at a later time. But, yeah, K-State, huge. This is a monumental series here. You're coming off of a 2-3 losing a series to the Cowboys on the road, which you got throttled after losing, after taking the 1st game of that series. You just got blown to pieces in games 2 and 3 last weekend here. And your K-State here, you got to take care of business here. TCU is on fire right now here. And you don't want to be put in that spot. The worst case scenario for K-State here, ooh, they'll be bounced to 5th. Yeah, they'll be bounced to 5th if they lose the series. If they get swept, that'll be even worse for them. So they're not at doubles yet. And what's still there playing-wise is a possible regional berth as well. So is that all of it's still out there for K-State. In my mind, you got one of the best closers in the business, Tyson Ambers, again on another watch list more recently this week as well. And on the mound right now, you got pretty much your ace going on the mound. He's been kicking the series off for the last, several series on Barinamo. 1 loss this year, right? 7-1 a year. He's getting on the mound right now as I speak right now there as well. Let's see. And yeah, and Sherman Forjado, he needs to be big on Saturday. That's the finale, right? Yes. That's the finale of this game here. Let's see. All right, so we got the pitching matchup here. About to begin here on Barinamo here, game one, TCU, right? 31-21 in the year, 11-10 in the Big 12. K-State, let's refresh it for K-State Nation, 32-20 in the year, 12-9 in conference play there. Luis Rodriguez, a right-hander, set to go for TCU tonight in this game. And then looks like it's, yeah, Friday's match. I don't know why I said Saturday. I'm getting my days mixed up here. Sherman Forjado against Cole Kleckler in game two. That's tomorrow. In game three, starters are yet to be announced. I probably would have a guess here to follow that trend. Mason Buss would start for K-State here, but PQs might have something else in mind depending on the situation going into that game. That, by the way, that's a Saturday game, not Sunday. Saturday, it's going to be the season finale, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, Toyton Family Stadium. Bring the noise, K-State Nation. We need y'all out there at Toyton Family Stadium. Y'all been doing it all year long. I want to respect anything less than that here. Friday's game, this pod will roll out, will come out tonight. 6 tomorrow night. And then right now, as I'm recording this, K-State TCU game was about to begin right now. So there you go as well. K-State out to the top 25, 26th coming into this week, coming into this last regular season weekend of college baseball here in Rebendo Payne. Let's just go down some individuals here before we wrap up the podcast here. We would love nothing better to see K-State take this series and take some momentum with you to the Big 12 tournament, where K-State's been awfully tough in tournament play, man. This team's going to be even tougher. Not saying that those were, but those were some bad. Those were bad teams that P. Hughes held last couple years, and maybe that's brutal, but I just call it what it is. But this year, a lot better, way better this year, and you put this team now in that predicament. Are they going to be tough to handle down there in Oklahoma next weekend? But again, we still got unfinished business here. Here this weekend with TCU Horned Frogs in town. Brady Day is hitting 353 on the year. Roberto Pena has launched 15 bombs here this year, 15 home runs. Nick Goodwin, he and Tyson Neighbors, you might as well just put them on the Universal watch list, because they were, Nick Goodwin was yet again on another watch list as well. He's hit 12 home runs this year, which ranks third in the conference. 56 ribbies driven in there as well. Nick Goodwin and Brendan Jones, the center fielder, has started all 52 games heading into the night. Game 53 is tonight as I'm recording this podcast. 54 is tomorrow on Friday. And then, of course, the season finale is game 55 for the K-State Wildcat baseball team going down on Saturday as well. And let's see, as far as my schedule goes, I might be able to do the postcast of tonight's game here, get that up. I definitely will not be in town on Saturday. Let's see here. I won't do the postcast for game 2. Game 3 for sure, I'll do the finale of that as well. So definitely the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Be on the lookout for postcast this week. At least you can get 2 or 3, I believe, there as well. And then, of course, the Big 12 top championships games. Oh, yeah, you're going to get all that right here on this podcast. So you love your K-State sports, this is definitely the podcast for you. We're still rolling out some good content on this podcast, even though we're approaching, yes, that off-season, if you will, for all college sports here. But we're going to keep on grinding here in the Pearl Project Podcast into the summer as well. But we're not done yet. K-State baseball is not done yet. Still a lot to have for this K-State baseball team as well here. Let's see. Yeah, TCU, right? Looking at them real quick. Their offense is led by a couple individuals that are hitting over 300. Guy to watch here in the series, Anthony Silva, only a freshman. Woo! He's hitting 342. He's driven in 39 runs this year for Horned Frogs. He scored 41 as well. TCU leads the all-time series all the way back from 1966. 19-8. Hey, K-State looks to put a dent in that this weekend, beginning tonight, game 1 of the series as well. Let's see here. Yeah, that's how these teams played, actually. The Cats beat TCU. Yep. This was back in 2021 during the Phillips 66 Big 12 Championships there as well. And let's see. Yeah, they have not. Damn. Seriously? Oh, wow. So I thought we beat this team last year. Maybe not. So, yeah. So this is a lot. That was the last. You got to go back to May. Almost 2 full years. I'm not beating this team. So K-State looks to change that at home, and a good chance to do it there as well. Yeah, May 29th, 2021, the last time this team beat the TCU Horned Frogs. Well, they better beat them here this week if they're going to have a good seeding or they could get, again, K-State baseball, led by Coach Pete Hughes, right? They have a chance to be as high as 2 if the cards fall. But you got to take care of your own business, and you're doing it at home. K-State Nation, stand up. Okay, so, yeah, so last 4 losses here, they got beat 17-7, 7-5. Well, last year they got swept at Fort Worth, so that solves that. 7-5, 14-5, and 11-3. That cannot happen. You cannot have a curtain call. You cannot have what happened at Stillwater happen at home. And we've seen some crazy stuff at home. We've seen that this team lose to 1-11 team. We've seen this team lose to a team that they should beat a couple of times. But baseball, yes, again, it's a funny game. It's one of the strangest games in the sport. You have to be ready to play. And I think this team is going to have a chip on their shoulder here. They have to take this series without a doubt. So, huge series here in the Manhattan, Kansas this weekend. K-State, TCU, we have at least 2 of the postcast here coming out of the podcast this weekend. And we'll definitely have the finale come out on sometime Sunday there as well. So, big series for K-State. They sit 1 spot out of the top 25. And, look, they still have everything on the table. Regional. They still have that, maybe, possibly. So, but all hinges on what they can do here this weekend and next week at the Big 12 Championships. I am looking forward to seeing some K-State baseball here. Catch some of it this weekend. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple, and a few more other places out there. And by then, you will hear episode 158 of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly edition with our special guest, Big Time. From basketball, I'll leave that at that as well to get you guys focused in on that. You love what you're hearing. It's your first time listening. Appreciate you for giving us a download and a listen. If you enjoyed it, next thing y'all need to do, or you, tell a friend, tell an alumni, tell your roommate about this Pro Project Podcast, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast. All right, that's going to wrap things up for the baseball side of the PBBD Pro Project Podcast. Looking forward to a stellar week of K-State baseball here in Manhattan, Kansas. This weekend, Eddie Greer, Go Cats, spin another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!